This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. 877-217-5757 is your number. And we're joined in studio by Louis Wren. The last 13 years, he's been president of the Louisiana AFL-CIO. He's got 29 more years to go to catch Victor Busey in that role. But Louis Wren, 13 years, a long time.
It is. Good morning. It's a pleasure to be with you. And I hope you and all your listeners had a blessed Thanksgiving.
Well, and likewise. But in the state of Arkansas, a month ago, the citizens in that very poor southern rural state voted to raise the minimum wage to $11 an hour. In Missouri, they upped it to $12 an hour. In Louisiana, it's $7.25. What is going on, Louis Wren?
Well, I think they joined the other 29 states in the District of Columbia across the country. And what has been overwhelmingly polled is the consent of the people that people should cannot maintain a lifestyle on $7.25, that it's not a true and valuable wage of the work they do. And that they not only won, they overwhelmingly won. Both Arkansas and Missouri were almost two-thirds in favor of the vote.
Well, John Bel Edwards, the governor, has been in your camp. He believes that $7.25 an hour is not a livable wage. I think that's $290 a week, so do the math on that. You're talking about less than $15,000 a year if you work 40 hours a week at $7.25. But the Louisiana AFL-CIO is certainly countered by the Louisiana Association of Business and Industry and other business interests who are intent on keeping things the way they are. What about those who say this would wreck the Louisiana economy?
Well, first of all, let me tell you, the governor and AFL-CIO are not alone in believing that this issue is important. In an LSU poll in 2016, 76% of the Louisianians supported an increase in the minimum wage. I think this is demonstrated in the period of time that we've seen this grow across the country is kind of dispels this myth that the sky will fall, the economy will bust, and people will get laid off. It's happened across the country, and we haven't seen that in any area in which the minimum wage has been increased. Actually, there's been economic expansion instead of retraction in the places where this happens.
877-217-5757. Is your number, and Louis Wren, as noted, has been head of the AFL-CIO in Louisiana since, 2005?
Yes.
During that time, you've seen the Louisiana political officials go from largely Democratic. 2005, the only Republican in statewide office was Fox McKithen. Now the only Democrat is your ally, John Bel Edwards. Does that make it a tougher sell?
Well, most of these issues are not decided by the statewide officials. They're decided by the legislature.
Which is now Republican.
And
13 years ago was majority Democrat.
On both sides. I think it does cause an aha moment when you see continuously over years the support of the public for an issue that the legislature is unwilling to address. It's quite obvious that those kind of numbers, with 76% of the people in Louisiana supporting an issue of a higher minimum wage and the legislature by a majority opposing it, we really have to stop and think, how do we get our representatives and our people on the same page?
Well, to put this in perspective, Missouri voters last month, November 6th, approved with 62% a gradual minimum wage increase from $7.85 to $12 an hour by 2023. Arkansas voted 68% in favor of increasing the minimum wage from $8.50 to $11 over 3 years. Now, is it possible in Louisiana to put this on the ballot the way those other states have? It would seem that based on your polling data, it would probably be successful. But getting it to the ballot, is that a possibility?
Well, that has been attempted. We don't have initiatives in the state of Louisiana.
But we voted for the Stelly Plan.
We voted for the Stelly Plan because it was a constitutional amendment. And there have been attempts to address this issue before the voters by putting it in the Constitution. It really makes it more difficult in the legislative process because then it requires a two-thirds vote of the legislature. And if you can't get a 50% vote, it's really hard to get a two-thirds vote.
Yeah, especially in a legislature dominated by conservatives. And the conservatives...
I'm not sure what that means anymore.
I'm
not sure they know what it means anymore.
you may very well be right. But I think a conservative normally would mean somebody who's reluctant to change. And right now, businesses, for the most part, like things the way they are.
Well, what's amazing is when you see this issue debated at the Capitol... Many, if not most, of the employers who testify against it admit that they don't pay their employees $7.25.
No,
they pay their employees $10 an hour.
Yeah.
What's a real tragedy is, and more likely to be the scenario, is a single mother who probably can't get a 40-hour job because they don't want to pay the benefits, so she works 32 hours, then has to go get another job at 20 hours. Hours to supplement it, and is now working 52 hours a week with no benefits, no overtime, and still living in poverty. The idea that somebody would work 52 hours a week is not some lazy person, and her and her children are living in poverty, and it's just not right.
All right. Well, Elizabeth Crisp of The Advocate had a good story about Arkansas and Missouri moving their wage way upward, $11 in Arkansas, $12 in Missouri. And Don Starnes, who's the state director for the National Federation of Independent Business, says she and her group will continue to fight a proposed increase in the minimum wage. The quote, "Our members haven't budged on it. Wages are going up on their own because people are able to pay them. You have to let the market respond how it's going to. A mandate on wage requirement is not something that our business owners feel government should be involved in." Lauren Scott, the esteemed economist, believes there should be no minimum wage, that the market should rule everything. How do you respond to people who have that point of view, Lewis Wren?
Well, as within work rules, safety rules, environmental rules, if there is no regulation, there will be people who will not do the right thing. And we had this conversation about the overtime rules when the business community said, "Oh, look how far you've gone." Yeah, but it took 30 years to get to a place to make any changes. There has to be some regulations of decency and a minimum that our people are worth. I mean, the government is the people, and that the people should have to say, some say so, in what is right and just. It's just the way it works. Of course they don't want any rules until the rules favor them. There's none of those riverboats have a problem with the government that gave them a monopoly. They're not down there saying, "Oh, government ought to get out of our business. Everybody ought to have a free shot. Everybody ought to be an investing." There's 15 licensed. That's all they get to participate. They operate in a monopoly, and they're fine with those rules. But if there's a rule that says, "Oh, we want to talk about your employees being treated fairly and having a safe workplace," oh, government shouldn't be involved in business.
877-217-5757 and talk at talklouisiana.org. And Troy Carter, a senator from New Orleans, tried to increase the minimum wage from $8 to $8 in 2019, $8.50 in 2020, a very modest increase, by the way, very modest. Only got 17 votes in the Senate. You need 26.
No, that would only need 20.
That one would only need 20. Why?
Because that would be a statute and not a constitutional amendment.
Okay. All right, I got you. So he was three votes short then. That's not too far off the mark, but that's still short. So a listener asks, will this be an issue in the governor's election? Obviously, John Bel Edwards is in favor of an increase in the minimum wage, and my guess is that any Republican who runs against him will not be in favor.
Well, you know, the governor in his campaign and since has never shied away for his support of a minimum wage for the workers of Louisiana. I think the polls show that the public agrees with him, and I sus- suspect that he's not going to shy away from it in the future.
All right. David and Melrose, good morning. You're on Talk Louisiana with Louis Wren. Hi, David.
Hey, Jim. Hey, Mr. Wren, thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to talk about sort of that scenario with that single mother. I think raising the minimum wage really has some pretty logical consequences if you slow down it. It really does sound like a compassionate thing to do. But the market, you're not going to change what the market prices and values a certain value and a skill to a given worker, the value for their skill set and their labor. And when you take that single mom who the market says, look, the value of your labor right now is $8 an hour or $8.50. And when you take that, the work that they can do, and you mandate that it's going to now be $10 an hour, look, is a very logical consequence. And you have, all of a sudden, you're going to get more machines that make coffee. You're going to.
All right. Your response.
Well,
David,
good morning.
Good
Thanks
points.
For the call. I think you're going to get more machines that make coffee no matter what it is. if that was true, then all of the people paying $7.25 would pay $7.25 even though without the law. And I don't believe that would happen. I think there are a lot of companies who value their employees and pay a fair wage, and there are other companies who tend to believe that they're only going to pay what they have to pay.
877-217-5757, your number. Last year, the House Labor Committee voted 9-3 against a measure which would have raised the state minimum wage in Louisiana to $15 an hour, but Troy Carter couldn't even get it up to $8 an hour. We'll talk more. This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana, 877-217-5757. In our remaining moments with Louis Wren, president of the Louisiana AFL-CIO for the last 13 years, the man who is the chief labor fellow in the state, and he will be at the forefront of a push to raise Louisiana's minimum wage. Governor Edwards says he'll make a fourth pitch for an increase in the session that begins in April, and this is likely to be an issue in the governor's race between him and Ralph Abraham. And right now, Louisiana's at 725. That's the national federal level. And we're one of only a handful of states that doesn't have a state level above that. And as noted, Arkansas just voted to go up to $11 an hour, and Missouri is at $12 an hour. This will happen over time, but these are states that are in the Southeastern Conference, and one's a neighboring state as a border state, and we're not finding the movement in the legislature to make this a reality, and I think Governor Edwards would acknowledge that he's going to have to do some heavy lifting to make this happen in an election year. Patrick and Innoswald Estates, you're on with Louis Wren. Hi, Patrick. Good morning to you.
Hi, Louis. When you raise minimum wage, you are hurting the very people you're claiming to protect. You're eliminating jobs for people, young people, single moms, like the caller before called about. You are raising the price of normal goods for everybody. People that can't afford a gallon of milk, it's now going to cost them probably a dollar more. You raise inflation, you lower the cost of a dollar. Now I have to raise my wage so that I can afford the things that you're eliminating jobs. You're reducing the cost of our dollar and you're raising inflation. It does nothing. All you're doing is hurting the people you claim to protect.
Well, good morning, Patrick. Thank you for your call. I disagree with you, of course. If that were so, then we would have seen disaster in these other 19 states in the local places in which the minimum wage has been raised. And we haven't seen that disaster. And I think that myth has kind of gotten dissolved of Chicken Little and the sky is going to fall. You know, Louisiana has the highest rate of workers who work below the minimum wage in the United States. And by the United Way report, 42% of households in the state of Louisiana are they can't meet the basically monthly expenses. And as reported on this station earlier in the week, one of four children are living in a household where there's not enough food. And the truth is, all we're doing is shifting part of the cost of these people who go to work every day to the government in the subsidies of housing and food and health care. So, you know, we look at – this is why Mitt Romney adopted the original model of the Affordable Care Act in Massachusetts, was because big companies were using government-paid health care as the health care plan for their employees. So if we don't pay them fairly, that just ends up going to the government to pay the cost.
All right. We have John Schneider on deck, the remarkable actor who lives a stone's throw from us. But let's see if we can slide in another caller before we part company with Lewis Wren. Let's go to Dewey in New Roads. Dewey, good morning. Please be brief. You're on with Lewis Wren. Hi, Dewey.
Good morning. Good morning. My name is Dewey. I served on the Bankruptcy Parish Police Jury for about 22 years.
What's your question,
years.
Dewey?
My question is that my statement is that we passed the minimum wage of $10 an hour several years ago. There's no way a person can make it at the minimum wages we had now. Those states that just passed their minimum wages, they're right in line, seems the way they need to be. And that's where we need to be.
I think you're right, Dewey. As I think I've shared with Jim before, I grew up in a business household. My father had three drivers of delivery trucks. Minimum wage went up. He didn't get rid of a truck. He just paid the drivers a little more money because that was the cost of doing business.
All right. Thank you, Dewey. Let's try William in Opelousas. You'll be our final caller for Lewis Wren. Hi, William. Please be brief.
Hi, Jim. I just wondering, Jim. All these people opposing raising the minimum wage, I wonder if they're working for minimum wage.
All right. What about those who are opposed?
I'm sure they're not working for minimum wage. I understand. I have heard the arguments for 20 years. Understand the balance of what it costs to be in business and what it costs to be successful. But they don't hire people because the heart is in there about providing somebody. They hire people because they contribute to the profit of the company, and ask them to share just a minimal amount of that profit to the workers that help produce it. It's not an unreasonable thing to ask, and really is the right thing to do.
Well, thank you, Lewis Wren. Always good to talk with you. Let's do it again soon.
Thank you, Jim. I appreciate being here.
Happy holidays.
I hope you and your listeners have a happy holiday. Blessed New Year.